We're going to move on to another issue which is happening to horses. We've talked to Karen before about what happens with Premer and mares. But Karen, how are you?
Hi, Lisa. I'm good. How are you?
Great, great. I'm glad to have you back on the show for everyone to know that you are from Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary up in Green Valley, Southern Arizona. And I want people to know about the Premer and mares before we go too far with the new drug that's out there. Tell us just a little bit in case they haven't heard your interview before with us.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me again. I really appreciate you bringing me back on, and I just want to make sure that you can hear me okay.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. You're loud and clear.
Okay, good. All right. Well, let's see. Where do we begin? We talked the last time that I was on the show about the life of a PMU mare, mm-hmm. and if people don't know what PMU stands for, it stands for pregnant mare's urine. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they're labeled PMU is because they are their urine, while they're pregnant, is used to make the drug Premarin or drugs Premarin and PremPro. That's where PMU comes from, pregnant mare's urine. That is the main ingredient in the drugs that are used by women when they go through menopause. And studies have shown, actually the drug was developed in the 1940s, and supposedly studies show that it helped with hot flashes and menopausal symptoms. But in 2002, there was a study that was done that actually linked those drugs to cancer, blood clots, ovarian, breast cancer, dementia. And not until then did people start realizing, and women especially, start realizing that there were some serious side effects to the drugs that were produced from pregnant mare's urine. So that's sort of the nutshell of what the drug is. But what a lot of people don't understand is that it comes from horses that are kept in very confined areas, very confined stalls, in pretty horrific conditions most of the time, at least way back when, before this was discovered, they were really held in horrific conditions, and they're kept pregnant the entire time in order to extract the urine that has the estrogen in it, and that's the key right there. They have to be pregnant in order to, you know, produce that estrogen in the urine.
So ladies really who have been pregnant know that that is just really not on. It's not fun.
No.
It's mean.
What a nasty thing to do.
Yeah. It's horrible.
It's horrible. And, you know, since the outcry and since people, you know, have found out about the abuse of the horses and just, you know, the side effects, not until then did people start paying attention. But even right now, I mean, there really aren't any laws that are protecting the horses. NARIC, which is the North American Equine Ranching Council, which is run by Wyeth Pharmaceuticals, by the way, which is the producer of this drug, has put some guidelines in place to take care of the horses. But one of their guidelines is, for instance, they use a lot of the draft crosses, you know, the big girls, because they produce more urine. And for a 1,700-pound on up horse, the requirement for their stall is a 5-foot-wide stall.
Oh.
And if you can imagine that, and I have to be visual. I mean, I have to go out to my stalls and say, okay, 5 feet, and
right.
I look at my horses, they can't lay down. I mean, they are on a hard surface. They're withheld water because they want the urine more concentrated. But the size of the stall alone is against, you know, a horse's nature.
I mean, and this is just torture, really.
It's torture, and, you know, and they're confined day after day after day until they're let out to have their babies. And, you know, I just heard the piece about the wild horses, and I'm very familiar with wild horses. I worked with them for years. I know the issues. And if you look at a wild horse, they run. They, you know, their nature is to travel 30 miles a day to eat. The Premarin mares, that's the nature of a horse, really. That's their makeup.
Right.
So if you look at what is happening to these Premarin mares, it's against everything that they know, you know, their natural makeup.
Yeah,
so that
I've just been reading a book called The Soul of a Horse by Joe Kemp.
Oh, yes.
And
mm-hmm.
he talks about all these distortions that are caused by keeping a horse in a little stall, how it affects their circulation and their psychology. They develop vices where they chew on boards and
Sure.
Yeah, they all kinds of abnormalities that they develop lameness, and many of them are kept on hard. Or if it is soft, it often rots their hooves.
Mm-hmm.
If the straw rots and it's moist and they're sitting in their own urine standing, then it'll rot their hoofs.
Got it. And this is also that ladies don't have hot flashes?
Yes.
I mean, come on, ladies.
Hey, Karen, I've got to introduce you to a lady that does, I think it's Moon Made Botanicals, I think it is. I'm not sure. But she makes herbal remedies instead, using wild yam instead of women taking Premarin. But now, what is happening with the new drug?
Well, okay, so there's a new drug that comes out that has come out. Oh, actually, it's coming out this year. It has not come out yet.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to backtrack just one
second. Oh, sure.
Going back to the yam and, you know, natural alternatives, the thing about what is happening with the Premarin and the mares and the horses and everything and choices, and it's about a choice that we make when we go through this phase in our life. And it's about educating people about what are your choices, you know, and going, and that's why it's really important that, and I love the fact that you put these issues on your show, because that this is how we get the message out there. But we have choices. We don't have to just take that prescription that the doctor writes out that says, oh, take this and call me in a year, you know. I
right.
mean, that's not, you know, we need to be educated about what we're putting in our bodies. And having said that, there are alternatives out there that are natural that can relieve some of the symptoms.
Absolutely.
So
well, we've learned on other shows that where we trust the FDA to make sure that we are ingesting food and supplements and medicines that are good for us, that we better take a second look because they're not doing a really good job. In fact, they're not doing a job at all. So, you know, it's...
Yeah.
You know, it's not only just these poor horses are being tortured so you can get cancer. What a win-win.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
A dog? That's
quiet.
Cool.
Yeah, that's my dog. I'm sorry.
Jill,
I'm
agreeing with you.
Well, I have five, and it's been pouring out, and I thought, how long are they going to be quiet? So I'm sorry about that. But
no.
Going back to that, Oprah just had a show last week, and she interviewed Dr. Phil's wife that just has written a book about this very issue, you know, the hormone replacement therapy issue.
Uh-huh.
And I saw part of the show. I have to admit, I haven't had time to see the whole thing, but the gist of the show was don't take that pill that smells like pee, you know, because it is pee, and it's coming from horse's urine. You know, it's coming from pregnant mares. But bioidentical hormones is really the way to go, and it's basically changed her life and a lot of other women's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And basically that is, you know, taking your blood, taking the samples, going the natural alternative that fits to your body.
Well,
so,
yeah, you know, the lady I was talking to with the wild yam and the herbal products, her whole company is founded just because of what she worked in a doctor's office. And then she found out about the Premarin mares, and she stopped. She went and started her own company. They found a nice herbal way of doing things, and her whole thing is just because of what's happening to the horses. And she says, though, it works compared to the other pill. Like, there's a big difference.
Well, women have been going through menopause for centuries, and
right.
here we come along, and we have to do diabolical things to horses. What's up with that? We're supposed to be the modern, thinking, informed generation.
But we're so brainwashed by, you know,
big
these
brother.
Big companies. And we talked about this last time. It's like, you know, everyone wants a quick fix, but what we're doing is killing ourselves in the process. If we don't start being educated and making smart decisions and really researching what's good for our bodies and what's good for us in general, you know, because we do have choices. And that's basically what the gist of the, you know, what they put on the Oprah show, which I was a little disappointed. I have to be honest. They didn't mention any names, and I know why, you know, as
yeah.
far as the drugs, but they did sort of touch on the urine product and touch on the fact that, you know, there are alternatives out there, which I thought was a really good message.
Good.
So, you know, so that was good. It was the beginning. You know, there's just so much more work to be done. But now going back to your original question about the next drug and tying back into the FDA,
mm-hmm.
the FDA has been, Wyeth Pharmaceuticals is coming out with a new drug this year, and it's supposed to come out, oh, gosh, after March. So it'll be the first, you know, part of the year, maybe half of the year. It's been tested for only 2 years. And the FDA will be approving it. It's a given.
Oh, oh.
It's supposed to raise over $2 million a year for the company. $2 billion.
I think it's going to be billion.
Billion. It's supposed to be one of the biggest drugs out on the market. And the name of the drug is Aprella, A-P-R-E-L-A. And what they are doing is disguising this drug as an osteoporosis drug. So what they're doing now is not only expanding the women's health, you know, HRT, hormone replacement therapy, because it's supposed to cure the hot flashes, but it's also supposed to help with your postmenopausal bone density issue, which also means osteoporosis happens in men. So what they're doing is widening their market, and so they're not only going after women, but they're going after men as well.
So we're not going to just have Sally Fields on the commercials anymore.
No, it's going to be Sally Fields and, you know, whoever her sidekick
is. Sorry, Sally, she probably doesn't know, but yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's, so they're going after the men, and it's supposed to make a lot of money, and guess what the bottom line is?
What?
It's made from conjugated equine estrogen, which is pregnant mare's urine.
Oh, God.
That's the common ingredient. So basically it's a Premarin drug disguised as an osteoporosis drug, completely named a completely different name. I mean, Aprella doesn't sound like anything like Premarin or pregnant mare's urine.
Yeah,
but don't
we pee in it, doesn't it?
Don't we already have drugs for osteoporosis?
Yeah, I've been they're all over the TV, but you know, this is a whole new market share. If you look at it, you know.
Karen, the thing is really, like you're saying, we need to just not buy it. That is really the solution, is to not buy into this, because that's really the key. I don't think people are going to stop making their drugs, are they? Unless we, what can we do?
Not buy.
Well, if they may slow down on making that drug, and I think the whole reason why that they've decided to become creative in their marketing scheme and use the same ingredient is because the outcry of the Premarin drug, you know, after that Women's Health Initiative study, plummeted their sales.
Hold on. Karen, hold on a second. Craig?
Okay.
Yes?
Can you sit still?
Hello?
I don't know. Craig, there's some really weird static or something coming from your phone. So.
Yeah, I had to hang up the other one, and now I'm on the other one that has a direct line, so it should be better.
Yeah, it sounds a lot better. Good. Okay.
It does sound better.
Yeah, I know. It's the stormy weather.
I think
weather.
It's running out of juice or something.
Oh, okay. Well, you do sound a lot clearer than you have all the show. That's great. I know. Plus, you've got the flu. This is rough on you today.
Oh.
Well, continue on with what we can do.
I think boycotting the products in general, I don't think the drug companies are going to stop making drugs that are affecting people in a negative way. I think since the Women's Health Initiative, which was really the catalyst for the major change in the Premarin industry, there were 450 farms that could have up to 1,000 mares peeing for Wyeth in the 80s. But once that study came out, now there's 5,900 mares peeing for the drug, which is way down compared to what it used to be. Okay, so and the reason why is because women made different choices. They said, I don't really feel like I need to take this drug when there are alternatives, and I may have a risk of getting ovarian cancer or breast cancer. But now the drug company has come up with this new innovative, you know, Aprella drug that is really targeting the same market, but it's being disguised. So I think we just need to get the message out there. I think we need to educate people. I think people need to listen. I think people need to make choices about where they're spending their money, and it doesn't just go to the drugs like Premarin and Aprella. If Wyeth is selling Advil, which is their one of their number one drugs, don't buy Advil. Boycott them and write letters. Not that that really makes a difference, because they don't really care, but say, you know what? I don't support you. I don't support your methods. I don't support the fact that you've been using horses since the 1940s and killing them and killing women. It's not good. It doesn't work for me.
You suck letter.
Yeah, I know. What about the doctors who are prescribing the medicines? Is there a way of getting to the doctors and saying, hey, you know what? First of all, you don't know whether this really actually works or not, and it's got really bad side effects, and what are you doing? You're supposed to protect me, not... give me something that's going to make me have other diseases that are worse than a couple hot flashes. Get over the hot flash thing. It's actually kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm kind of going through it now, and it's not fun, but it's okay. You know, I'm
I know, but it's really no biggie.
Well,
I mean,
you know, it's just something that I think that they're, and one of the things that they had on, you know, the Oprah show was basically diet, exercise, taking care of your health, you know, being educated, making the right choices. When Dr. Phil's wife went into her doctor, he just, and she didn't state what he prescribed. She just said it was a synthetic drug. Well, you know what? I'm sure it was, I'm assuming it was Premarin, because that's the biggest one that's really prescribed. And in addition to that, he prescribed her a antidepressant.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
she said, yeah, in addition to, and she said, excuse me, I really, you know, I need to do some research on this before I take these drugs. And he said, well, this will help you because when you go through menopause, you'll be depressed. So here's an antidepressant prescription.
God's
for God's sakes. And this is happening every day. So, and we all know what the antidepressant side effects are, you know, and the whole industry is just really out of control, in my opinion.
Well, just go have a glass of wine.
She needs a new doctor big time.
Well, she can't, but that's what made her research and write her book and go really learn about the compounding pharmacy and compounding drugs that are natural. And that's what led her to really bring this out to the open, which I thought was amazing, because she said,
"I
am not doing this to myself."
Right.
So, but going back to the doctors, you know, it's a tough one because they're wined and dined. Some of them get kickbacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a tough one, and some of them may not know. And it's the ones that are open-minded that maybe, you know, verting towards, I don't know if that's the right word, but towards more natural alternatives are the ones that will probably listen, the ones that we can educate and say, look, do you know what these drugs are doing? Do you know where they're coming from? Well, they might be more open-minded to it. It's the other doctors that may have their head in the sand that may, I don't know. You know, it's a tough one.
Right.
It's a tough one.
Too many doctors are just peddlers of drugs. But there's a doctor, Andrew Weil. Have you heard of him?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Spontaneous healing. He's very progressive on a lot of these issues.
He's very progressive, and he's a local, you know, he's in Tucson.
Yeah. Listen, Karen, we have to get going. We really appreciate you coming on to let us know about this, but I want everybody to know about your website, equinevoices.org. Go support Karen. You've got horses there that need feeding, and I know you need hay, don't you?
Lots of it.
Yeah, send her hay. Send her money. Go check out what you're doing out there. I've heard really good things. And, again, it's equinevoices.org. You can also find out more on bigblendmagazine.com. Thank you so much, Karen. And I know
Thanks.
We'll talk to you again in the future.
Thank you, Lisa. And, Craig, feel better.
Sure, thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.